Newsbeat. It's LBS News. Welcome to the English Newscast on 90.3 LBS Radio.
Here is the news now on LBS Radio. First, the headlines. Dokolo District surpasses target population on polio vaccination. Uganda People's Defense Forces in final touches for deployment in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo to fight M23 rebels. And Kenya to import genetically modified crops to fight hunger in the country. My name is Stanley Ebele with these stories and more now in detail. Dokolo District has attained beyond target on the just concluded polio vaccination for the children from 0 to 5 years. The exercise, which started on 14th to 15th of November to vaccinate a total number of over 46,500 children, at the end of the exercise ended up with 61,000 children vaccinated in all the sub-counties, surpassing 100% coverage. In Dokolo Town Council, a total of 5,125 children were targeted to receive the vaccination, but the number went up by 1,336, which is 126% of the target. Speaking to LBS, the Assistant District Health Officer Eugen Odongo attributed the success to well-coordinated approach and mobilization of all stakeholders.
We were able to engage very well with the different stakeholders and also the service providers that directly implemented this campaign. But most importantly, the VHT structures and LC1 chairperson who supported the overall implementation. And of course, the communities for accepting the campaign and allowing the children to be vaccinated against the polio disease. Polio, as already known to us, is one of those disabling diseases that has no cure. We can only be able to proactively address that by giving vaccination to prevent polio disease and avoid the effects.
This year, the country targeted to vaccinate some 8.7 million children against polio, a preventable disease without cure. The vaccination was funded by World Health Organization, WHO, United Nations Children Fund, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Rotary International and other partners as part of the global campaign to eradicate polio. The representative of persons with disability in Aleptong District, Jacob Ekado, has called upon the residents to maintain access roads in a bid to reduce accidents and ease transport. This follows the bad state of some of the roads in Aleptong District, especially in Amugu sub-county, following heavy rains coupled by lack of road maintenance services. Recently, the accident had occurred in Amugu sub-county and it was blamed to the bad state of the road. He also encouraged the LCs to lead the community in social responsibility calls, including road maintenance. Local authorities in Aduku Town Council have ordered plot owners there to develop their plots within the space of 1 month or lose the plots to other developers. The resolution was adopted by the council, district council, after the plots were issued 10 years ago, but up to date, most owners have not developed their plots. In the recent council meeting, it was resolved that tough measures be taken on the plot owners who have not yet committed to developing their plots. Erimos Odongo, the town clerk at Aduku Town Council, affirmed the resolution, henceforth issued the directive in an interview with our reporter.
For perspective, if by 15th of December you have not completed your building, then you forget about it because the council is going to repossess, and then at an appropriate time we shall reissue to those who have the potential to develop the land.
The town clerk of Aduku Town Council reaffirming the council resolution to re-own or repossess the plots whose owners have failed to develop them. Rolex Onyare Otede, LC3 chairperson of Aduku Town Council, blames the slow development of the plots to misleading statements by some politicians, some of the plot owners had mixed reactions about the directive. Police in Oyam District are holding three men who are suspected to have appeared in a video making rounds on social media platforms, beating two people under unclear circumstances. The arrest was conducted on yesterday following intelligence that the incident occurred at the residence of retired Colonel Peter Dan Odwe in Loro Sub County in Oyam District. The three suspects are Otema Shadrach, 33-year-old, Emmanuel Bua, 24-year-old, and Andrew Ogole, 38-year-old, all residents of the same area. It is alleged that Ogole was the one recording the video and later posted it on social media. However, the victims and witnesses are yet to be identified, have been summoned to record statements for possible investigations. Jimmy Patrick Okema, the North Choga Police PRO, says that they have registered a general inquiry file at Oyam Central Police Station on the alleged torture. Okema condemned such act and called upon the eyewitnesses to report to Oyam Central Police Station to help with investigations. This news broadcast comes your way on 90.3 LBS. We are located on Cabramido Road, Plot 2. The Ugandan Army, UPDF, Uganda People's Defense Forces, is readying itself for deployment under the banner of a regional bloc in the war ravaged east part of the Democratic Republic of Congo against the M23 rebels, authorities have said. The force is currently undergoing final mentoring before they are inserted into the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo to join their Kenyan counterparts already in Goma. UPDF spokesperson Brigadier Felix Kulaije tweeted on Thursday. Without giving more details, the UPDF spokesperson said, soon the troops will be deployed to join their counterparts from Kenya in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. In June, the East African Community heads of state agreed to have boots on grounds that by deploying a regional standby force in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo against the M23 rebels who have become a menace. Beyond the borders, Kenya is due to import its first consignment of the genetically modified GM maize as it grapples with high prices of the staple food amid devastating drought putting millions at risk of severe hunger in parts of the country. Last month, Kenya's new administration lifted a ban on genetically modified foods in the country over health concerns, but that had been opposed by activists, groups, and some farmers who have questioned the safety of the genetically modified crops. But Trade Minister Moses Kuria has brushed off the criticism, saying there is nothing wrong with adding the genetically modified crop into the Kenya's food menu as the country lives between life and death due to biting hunger. He said 10 million bags of the genetically modified maize are approved for duty-free import over the next 6 months. Finally, in sports, the National Sports Bill will help to curb match fixing in Uganda, according to Moses Magogo, the president of the Federation of Uganda Football Association, FUFA. This comes a week after the Bugiri Municipality Member of Parliament, Asumani Basalura, tabled the National Sports Bill before Parliament for its first reading. The object of the bill is to repeal the National Council of Sports Act 48 to establish the Uganda Sports Commission. The proposed law intends to consolidate and modernize laws relating to incorporation and registration of the national sports organizations and community sports clubs, as well as management, promotion, development, and regulation of the professional, amateur, and recreational sports centers in the country. Speaking under the Uganda Sports Press Association, USPA, at Imperial Royal Hotel in Kampala Thursday, Magogo noted that the bill he sponsored will help address the problems of match fixing not only in Uganda but also in the entire sports sector in general. That brings us to the end of the evening news on LBS Radio. Thank you for listening.
That was the English newscast on 90.3 LBS Radio.